What's the deal, y'all? Welcome back to Universe EA. And before we get too deep into today's topic, I would like to let y'all know that little rattling y'all hear in the background is my kitten. She got a new toy, so you know what I'm saying. She's been having a little bit too much fun with it. She can do her thing. I don't care. Live your best life, kitten. Name is Pepper at that, too. But the topic I am going to talk about today with y'all is people not being able to live in the moment. And it's kind of piggybacking off of yesterday's topic of social acceptance. I don't know if that was yesterday. That might have been the day before yesterday, honestly. But either way, we're going to be talking about people not being able to live in the moment with the dash of people not fact-checking shit. And that's one of the easiest things to do. But we're going to slide deep into this topic. Pause. Because that was so left field. I ain't going to cap. That was so extra weird. I'm mad that I just said that shit like that. But so people not being able to live in the moment. And what I mean by that is every little moment that you do, every little thing that you go through, and it can be great. And I know, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, people had Polaroid cameras, so they could, or just cameras in general. And people would take a picture so they can, like, hold that moment. And I get it. It's cool. But everything does not require you to pull your phone out, to record, to document everything you're doing. Unless you a blogger, vlogger, content creator, something like that. But even still, just enjoy it. What have we come to? Like, as a society, where it's got so bad that we can't even chill and enjoy shit no more. And the reason is because it's like, nigga, like, y'all really can't just put the phone down for a minute. Y'all can't not record. Y'all can't not post what y'all doing or where y'all going. But in the same sense, I kind of see why. And the reason is, it's a lot of people in this world, oh, you're a liar if you didn't take a picture or you didn't record it, it didn't happen. People will dead ass discredit you. When I say dead ass, they will dead ass discredit you. You want to know why? Because you don't have footage of it. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. But guess what you did do? You had fun. You experienced the moment. You enjoyed yourself. And primarily the people that I be talking about when they say shit like that is the people that don't, one, live outside of their neighborhood. Don't live out their block, like off their block. Like, and them be the people that, like, they are the worst. And within that same breath, before I go back to living in the moment, those are the same people that believe Fox News. Fox News, fucking Twitter post, fucking Facebook post, anything that anybody tell them without doing what? Fact checking. It is not that hard to go on Google. It's not that hard to go on any motherfucking accredited website, go get a book, newspaper, talk to somebody that literally, and when I say literally, that literally fucking has a degree, has education or knowledge. And they can show you behind it with fact of the information. A lot of people, and I'm 27. A lot of people my age, or around my age, even in their 20s, we have the craziest ability that no other generation has. We have supercomputers in our hands, in our pockets, everything connected to it where we can literally say, hey Siri, hey Sarah, hey anything, and look up something. Type it in, look it up. But no, you want to know what motherfuckers want to do? Oh, he told me this. So just because somebody told you this, somebody that graduated with a 0.8, 1.5, I don't give a fuck if you graduated with a 4.0. I'm going to whatever you tell me, look it up to see. Because the thing about facts is this, facts change over time. Like everything else, people change over time. like everything else. So what you telling me is something that you read 5-6 months ago, 5-6 years ago, will be still accurate today. And prime example, somebody could tell me that people still dress like they did in the early 2000s. Men act this way. Women act this way. Zodiac signs do this. Why? Because you told me that I gotta believe what you said, right? I don't give a fuck if you my friend. I don't care if you my family. I don't care if you my parent. You know how many people done told all of us in our lifetime some literal bullshit? And a lot of people do it just so we can either shut the fuck up or they know that we're not going to research it because we believe so much word to mouth. And within that same sense, I could kind of see why motherfuckers will hit you with the, did you take a picture of it? I want to see it. Ooh. And the reason why they're doing it is because a lot of motherfuckers lie so much. A lot of motherfuckers lie so much, and they lie to the point that they don't even know when they are telling the truth themselves. That is the scariest shit ever. Motherfuckers don't even know when they're telling the truth themselves. That's how much they lie. You become so much of a pathological liar in this world. And I've seen motherfuckers that can't even live in the moment lie about like they was living in the moment. We could have motherfucker T Grizzly, Ashanti, Leash Keys, Jeezy, all the motherfuckers downtown Detroit, right? You were dead ass lying in my face, and I went to the event too. Not saying probably few thousand, 100,000 people downtown at this time. And I don't go to concerts, but say I did. I go. Yo ass tell me, oh yeah, I was at that bitch too. Some crazy ass memorable shit happened. Fucking T Grizzly fell through the stage with his big upper body linebacker little leg built ass for really look like he skipped leg day. That nigga fell through the stage. Ashanti had a nip slip. Jeezy ended up growing some hair on stage on his head. I could tell you that shit happened. Or you tell me some bullshit about that night. And I sit there and look at you like, nigga, did you really go? Like, fuck the picture, but did you really go? Why did you just lie like that? Like, this is this generation and these people that's around my age, I am terrified of. And I know it's not all of them. But it's a nice majority. Because y'all get that shit from y'all parents and y'all grandparents. It is so fucking crazy and it is so fucking weird. With that living in the moment shit though, like, this is my thing. It's hard to live in the moment when you living outside your means. That's some of the hardest to do. You can't live in the moment when you focused on the fact that you still struggling every day. And I get it, you know what I'm saying? Shit happens, life happens, and I'm not knocking the motherfuckers that's working, make sure their bills paid, but life is literally just happening. No, I'm talking about the motherfucker that's wearing the Marys, some motherfucking Louis shoes, and a motherfucking shit, fucking a Mary shirt. Anything that caught, like, you know you fucked up, but you still spend $1,000 on clothes, but you mad that you can't go on a trip. You can't even go to Cold Stone Creamery with a bitch. You can't buy a new game. You don't got internet because niggas don't got cable no more. Your phone bill off. You doing everything in another. But trying to go get you a dollar. Trying to go get you some extra shit. To help yourself out. Because you got a decent little 9-to-5. But your 9-to-5, or even if you don't got that, motherfuckers don't even be having that and be just dressed outrageously dripped the fuck out. But can't tell me how they gonna get to point A to point B. Motherfuckers still been out here. This shit was happening from when I was in middle school, high school, to now. Spending $650, $700. Don't know how they gonna get somewhere because they don't got no money to get somebody some gas. get a car, even have the money to go there, drip the fuck out, walking, catching the bus up 7 miles. That's crazy to me when your fit costs more than bus fare and you asking me for $1.75 to get on the bus. Nigga, I am terrified of you. You can't even live in the moment. I think you about to die soon, my boy. You're about to unalive yourself living how you live. Motherfucker be dripped out. Can't even live in the moment because he can't even eat. Like, I watch niggas wear Balenciaga shoes. Craziest shit ever. Brand new Balenciaga shoes. And if you my mans, we're going to have this conversation. But I'm going to make sure you get something to eat. But I've seen this happen with a pair of homeboys before. One of them niggas dripped out. He got on Balenciagas, some Robin jeans. And they back from V-Long with like that ass slap and slap. They supposed to be cool. I'm just over there. I'm not going to tell you all I was doing over there. I was over there, though. These niggas get into it because they can't come up with $5.30. They can't come up with $5.30. Both of these niggas I see on Instagram, I swear they living in the moment. I swear they got it. Like, the reason I swear they got it, that's the front that they putting on. And I knew that they was broke. You didn't even have to tell me you was broke for real. And when I say broke, I mean like you literally don't have shit going for yourself. No future, no goals, no aspiration. Fuck the money aspect, because you can have money and still be broke with a lot of shit in your life. But you are all around broke. Like, you're overall 99 in brokenness. That's fucking terrifying. Like, your 2K rating, if they seen it, is broke. Everything is broke. Jump shot, broke. You can't even make a fucking dunk. Can't make a layup. Can't make a good pass. Can't even dribble. You really not even about to go to the G League. They don't even want you with the Shanghai Sharks. These niggas argue. And I'm going to tell y'all what they argued about. This shit was hilarious. I'm not going to even say what part of town it was from, because if people know about Detroit, this don't even matter. What part of town you from? What side? East, west, don't matter. These niggas are arguing. Mind you, I was over for like 15, 20 minutes tops. Pulled up. We had a smoke session. Chilling. I'm hearing these niggas talk about this little party that they're about to slide to. And one of the other niggas, one of the niggas that I wasn't talking to, is like, me and the other dude was having a conversation. He was showing me, like, he up at like $10,000 on a gram. All right, cool. These niggas talking about these new pair of jeans, going to the party a little later and shit. Both these niggas hungry. Both of them, like, they starving. This is what they talking about after me and bro having our conversation and shit. Talking about, let's get a hot and ready. Everybody know, hot and ready's in the city was 5:30, 5:35. That's what tax all that shit, you know what I'm saying? And if you're going to get the one with Parmesan and cheese, you're going to either be at like 6:37, depending on which one you go to. I go to the one on 7 Mile in Edinburgh, but it's a couple of them. They charge like 8:35 or 7:35. It's one of them two. Cool bet. Boom. No, they wanted a normal hot and ready, 8 slices of motherfucking pepperoni, cheese, light sauce, pizza. Look, I used to fuck with hot and ready's heavy. But these niggas telling me about all this money. They got all this money. They got all this shit. And I'm just looking around. These niggas, and we sitting in the house. They got a roof over their head. I ain't knocking no nigga that got no roof over their head, but it ain't their roof. I could peep by how what's going on in here. This is not their spot. But y'all dripped out. You got on Balenciagas. This nigga had on some motherfucking, they was Gucci's, but they wasn't like the little low top shoe. They was like mids. Niggas dripped out sitting in the spot. One of them had on this Montclair bubble coat. Other nigga had on this motherfucking, I think it was Moose Knuckle. It was something, but shit, they had on some shit. And I'm not saying because you got on that, you should have some money, because I know the most normal nigga actually has some money. Like, the nigga that wear, like, jogger pants and t-shirt or regular Wrangler jeans and cool. But, nah. These niggas drip the fuck out talking about how much money they got. I'm trying to paint the picture for y'all, because this $5.30 is just killing me. Smoke session lasted probably about 15 minutes. I was there for a maximum 20. These niggas argue about where they're going to get the money from, seeing who they can have cash app them, everything, to get them some motherfucking food. And I'm sitting here just looking like, y'all priorities are just, it's screaming at me. But y'all about to go live it the fuck up, though. You can't eat right now, but you know you about to go live it up later. But y'all don't know how y'all gonna live it up later because neither one of you niggas have a car. Like, at what point in your life that living in that kind of moment fucked you up? Like, for real, for real. You will rather be broke. And it's not no such thing as I can't live in the moment and pay my bills. It is. I can't live in the moment and take care of my priorities. It is. What I'm talking about is putting down your phone. Enjoy yourself. Breathe. Accept life. Look at the color of the sky. Look at the clouds type shit. Don't waste your money trying to go do everything when you're really not doing nothing. Be able to actually see the world and embrace it for what it is. Don't do like them two niggas did. Argue over $5.30 for 20 minutes and still probably didn't get no food. And then argue later about how y'all gonna get to point A and point B when y'all know at night y'all ain't gonna be able to eat either. I know that was a long one conversation. That's some fucked up shit. And ain't shit no nights be that hard, especially when it's two of y'all. Y'all can come up with $5 to get some food. $6 for real. But then also think about the fact that what the fuck y'all gonna drink? So you really want a 10 ball. Really, you had $8. Get you a pizza. Y'all both get something to drink and a snack or something. Y'all chilling. That's just for the moment, but what about later? I'm a grown man. Grown black man at that. I'm eating a lot if I'm gonna fucking sit there and eat. And I'm smoking and I'm high. Y'all, that's terrifying. Your bum level and you outlived yourself right now. You ain't even living. Like, when I see people that do shit like that, I really look at an expiration date on your head. Like, that's just terrifying. But I didn't mean to give y'all that mini rant. I just wanted to talk to y'all about that, though. Just, we got to do better as a whole. As a whole. Because half of y'all are scaring me. The other half of y'all doing pretty good. But half of y'all are really fucking scaring me. But that's all I got for today. Peace.